This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. The officer who falsely arrested and manhandled former biracial tennis star James Blake in New York City had a history of excessive force complaints, including at least three filed against him with the New York Civilian Complaint Review Board in 2013, revealing a pattern of residents claiming they were detained without explanation and mistreated despite complying. Yale University is under pressure to remove the name of John C. Calhoun, a former graduate and staunch South Carolinian advocate of slavery. Yale reports that in its Faculty of Arts and Science, less than 3% of its members, 32 out of 1,145, are black. Among the roughly 5,400 undergraduates, 11% identify themselves as black or African American. Leader of Venezuelan opposition party who led demonstrations against the government a year ago was convicted and sent to jail for 14 years for leading those demonstrations. Germany has failed to persuade Hungary and three other Central European partners to accept joint European Union action and a quota on accepting migrants. 500,000 people took over a central avenue in Barcelona to rally for independence from Spain for Catalan. Harvard has one less all-male exclusive final club, as they are called, as the SPI Club, after 163 years, decided to invite women. Amy Poehler, the comedian, when honored by the all-male Hasty Pudding Club, said last year, "You know, it's time for a change when the Augusta National Golf Club has lapped you in terms of being progressive." The NFL classifies its cheerleaders as independent contractors. California has passed a law designating them as employees entitled to minimum wage and other benefits. Six other states are trying to do the same. The White House unveiled a website that does not attempt to rate schools with any kind of grade, but provides information to prospective students and their parents about annual cost, graduation rates, and salaries after graduation. This was a retreat under fire from a two-year-old effort to rank all 7,000 colleges and universities. An August Gallup poll found that Hillary Clinton's favorability among African Americans was 80%, while Bernie Sanders was only 23%. A full two-thirds of blacks were unfamiliar with Sanders. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathian. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.